How many attended representing College Station, the police, and if you can talk about the variety of representatives that include, you know, from the chief on down to patrol officers, or what was the makeup of those who attended from CSPD?
Sure. Yes, we were able to have some representation there at the event last night at the Chancellor's House. We had a total of about 15 to 20 personnel that did attend, and that that ranged from the chief down to patrol officers across the spectrum. So it was a good opportunity for us to interact not just with the student athletes, but with some of the coaches and the administration from Texas A&M.
And were you among those in attendance?
Yes, yes, I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to go there and interact with these students, much as we do with any other type of student group or homeowners association or neighborhood groups. We like to use any opportunity that we can to meet with citizens of all different types of groups under different types of circumstances, so we can have a chance to speak, and it's not just a situation when we're responding to a call for service.
I was going to bring up what you just mentioned, that it's not unusual for a representative of the police department to go meet in the community, I guess, as it applies to A&M and maybe specifically anybody related to athletics. Is this the first time that you can recall this type of gathering with this sort of group?
My understanding that similar meetings with athletic department and individuals have occurred in the past. First time that I've had an opportunity to attend, but again, we attend all different types of neighborhood meetings, organizational meetings, from monthly HOA meetings up to and including events such as National Night Out, where there will be multiple dozens of these types of events on a single evening, and we try and get our officers out to as many as we can in that setting where we can, you know, communicate one-on-one with people, answer their questions, and it's a situation where it's when the officer's not responding to a call for service, and potentially a situation where, you know, someone has been victimized or it's a traumatic type of event. This is an opportunity for our staff to connect one-on-one with people and get to know them, and to help build those relationships that are so very important for us to be able to do our job effectively.
From a first-person experience, then, what was your evening like?
It was good. I had an opportunity to get out there and talk to from everyone from the chancellor himself to several of the student athletes. Got to talk, you know, just kind of as person to person, as opposed to police officer to a student athlete. It was you know, we talked about baseball, we talked about fishing, we talked about our recent incident with the 12-foot snake, which some of the students hadn't heard about, so we talked about that. So it was just an opportunity to get to know one another on a more informal basis. Again, to help build those partnerships, we as a police department, in order for us to be effective in policing and keeping our community safe, we have to have partnerships from everybody within our community. We police with the consent of the citizens, and so we must have that partnership, and we have to work side by side on a daily basis.
And you made the reference to the word citizens, and citizens also includes those student athletes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They are a large part. All students at Texas A&M and Blinn make up a very large percentage of our population. It used to be when I first started, you know, students were here for, you know, the 9 months out of the year for the spring and the fall semester. And in the summertime, it was very much a different scenario. But right now, it's pretty much a year-round business with, you know, so many students. You know, A&M population pushing upwards or close to 50,000. Our citizen population pushing over 100,000. Our community is a lot different than it was when I started back in the 80s, and we are continue to adapt with the times, and it is even more important nowadays, more so now than ever, that we engage and build those partnerships with all those different groups, whether they're student athletes or business owners or homeowners or different civic organizations and clubs.
What were your takeaways after making the rounds last night?
I thought it was positive. I think it's, again, any time we have that opportunity to meet with somebody on an informal basis, when it's not in response to a call for service where, you know, something has happened. Unfortunately, a lot of the times, that's most of the contact that we have with people is when something has happened, whether they've been victimized, whether there's some type of a problem. So it's always good to meet with and get to know somebody outside of those stressful types of situations. So it's always beneficial and helps us to do our job more effectively.
What if any of the conversations were asking you as well as other members of the department about why law enforcement does the things it does in the way they do it?
Those may have been some conversations that went on. Most of the conversations that I was involved in with would be just typical conversations that you would have with somebody of that age at a social gathering, you know, a barbecue picnic. We talked about fishing, we talked about baseball, we talked about the upcoming football season, we talked about the growth of the community, and so it wasn't strictly related to law enforcement. We make those opportunities available to various student groups as well, talking about how police perform their business, how, you know, what to expect in a police contact. We do that with our community through our Citizens Police Academy, trying to educate various members of the community as to, you know, what is law enforcement about? What is it we're trying to do? How do we respond? What resources do we have? And how do we go about our day-to-day business? But these opportunities are nice to get to know one another. Even though I was out there wearing a uniform and a badge, it was nice to be able to sit around and just talk to people and get to know them as persons.
Considering the coincidental timing of the event last night, I didn't know whether the nuts and bolts of what law enforcement does would have been a part of any of the conversations last night.
And it may very well have been in individual conversations that occurred. Myself personally, it was more of informal conversations. We certainly wouldn't speak directly as to the details of any pending cases. That wouldn't have been an appropriate situation, but as we're always happy to answer any type of questions as it pertains to police procedures and what it is that we're trying to accomplish. Our goals as the College Station Police Department are clearly stated that our goals are to reduce crime, and we want to reduce fear of crime. We want to improve the overall quality of life for all of our citizens, and we want to build and maintain those effective partnerships that are so very critical for us to accomplish our mission and for our citizens to live and continue to live in the safe community that we're all blessed to be a part of.
Any takeaways for you after listening to students?
They're no different than they have a prominent position here in the local community and on campus as football players, but they're just typical college students like any other ones. When they ended up pulling out the fishing poles, they a bunch of them ran over and grabbed them and started throwing lines into the pond, and they were just like regular 18, 19, 20-year-old kids.
Have I missed anything that listeners should know about?
Again, it's one of those things that has attracted a lot of attention simply because of the circumstances, but we take every opportunity that we can to engage the public and to meet with them on a one-on-one basis. And whether that's a homeowners association, a civic group, student organizations, either at the university level or in our primary and secondary schools. So we'll take any opportunity we can to go out and meet with the public and get to know them one-on-one and help break down those barriers and build bridges so that, again, we can work in partnership on a daily basis.